Be cheerful, no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God, no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. Don't suppress the Spirit, and don't stifle those who have a word from the Master. On the other hand, don't be gullible. Check out everything and keep only what's good, and throw out anything that is tainted with evil. May God, God's self, the God who makes everything whole and holy, make you holy and whole, put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master Jesus Christ, the one who called you is completely dependable. If God said it, God will do it. Let's pray. Almighty God, I come to you now as your servant, asking that the words that I speak this morning would not be mine, but they would be yours. Asking those who hear and receive these words would receive your message. That despite as difficult a world that we live in, that the key to having a wonderful Christmas season, the key to having a good relationship with you, is to practice that thing that we call joy. Fill me now with your Holy Spirit, that I would do your will and not my own. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. All right. So, did you all listen closely to the prayers today? Not a whole lot of joy in Mudville, is there? Lots of challenges. People looking for jobs. We still live in a world where there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Economics are not good for folks. And yet, here we are on this third Sunday in Advent, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, talking about joy. And that it is what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be joyful. We're supposed to be happy. And you know, I keep seeing people say that, and I hear that, and then you see them roll their eyes, because it's not that easy. But here's the deal. It's not supposed to be easy. Actually, what we've been talking about all the way through Advent is those different kinds of things that we can do. If you want peace, you know, we talked about that, how you get that. How do we experience joy? Did you listen to this opening lines? Be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. That is what God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to do, to live. Now, you know, I always tell you not to look at Scripture in a vacuum. But there were a couple of things in that line. Be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. So if we are talking about how do we experience joy in a Christmas season that when you look around us, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of joy to be had, how do we get it? Well, there's two ways. One, make up your mind that you're going to be cheerful. Make up your mind that you're going to think differently. We talked about that last week, amen? Make up your mind that you are going to think differently. Make up your mind that you are going to do things differently. And then that next part of that sentence is, the way that you can make up your mind to do that is if you pray constantly. Now, I was actually having a hard time putting this together as to, you know, give you all bullet points on how that happens. And then I came across this story. This is a story from India, believe it or not. And it relates to this woman whose grandmother was 90 years old. And on the occasion of her 90th birthday, her husband dies. Gaji, as she was called, felt an incredibly deep loss. They had been married for over 60 years. The central focus had been taken from her life, and she retreated from the world, entering into an extended period of mourning. Her grief lasted nearly 5 years, and during that time, her granddaughter visited her every week or two. And it was really hard for the granddaughter to see her grandmother so deeply depressed. One day she visited her grandmother, expecting to find her in her usual state of depression. But instead, she found her sitting in a wheelchair, beaming. And when she didn't comment quickly enough about the obvious change in her demeanor, her grandmother confronted her and said, "Don't you want to know why I'm so happy? Aren't you even curious?" And she went on to explain, "Last night, I got an answer from God as I prayed. I finally know why my husband left when he did to go with God and left me to live without him. Your grandfather knew that the secret of life is love, and he lived it every day. He had become unconditional love in action. I have known about unconditional love, but I have not fully lived it. And that's why your grandfather had to go first. I had to stay behind. All this time, I thought it was because I was being punished for something. But last night, as I prayed to God, I found out that I was left behind as a gift from God. God let me stay so that I, too, could turn my life into love. You see, you can't learn the lesson after you die. Love has to be lived here on earth. Once you leave, it's too late. So I was given the gift of life so that I could learn how to live in love here on this earth." Wow. You know, these things always kind of come together, don't they? We talk about the idea of forgiveness, that if you want to have life, you got to be able to forgive. If you want to be able to experience joy, you got to find it in your heart somewhere to be able to love. And love unconditionally. We talked about this when I went down to Common Ground the other day. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7 tells you the definition of unconditional love. And I know that we are faced with all kinds of challenges. But if we go at our life from a place of unconditional love, it's going to be pretty hard for people to ultimately get at us. They might make us a little shaky for a moment. We might do a little stutter step, but we will be able to keep on going because it's in that unconditional love that we know and we experience God's love for us. There ain't nothing anybody can do to us in this world that is going to keep us from God. That second part, how do we get that? Hey, Pastor, you know, it's nice that we should love unconditionally, but how do we get there? Well, that was that next sentence. How many of you pray continuously? Yeah, I thought that was a real good thought from Paul. It's not just about, okay, you get up in the morning and you pray and then you're done. Have you been on the Atlanta highways? You have to be in constant prayer to get from point A to point B. And if you're going to love and love unconditionally, it takes being in constant prayer. It takes that moment that you want to tell somebody to F off in that constant prayer mode to say, nope, forgive them. That's the other F off. Forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. And I know that for some of us, that sounds really quirky. That sounds really idealistic. But I got to tell you, try it. You will be amazed at how much happier you are at the end of the day. I talked to somebody this week that lost their job. We're 2 weeks from Christmas. They lost their job. And the first thing that came out of their mouth was, this is probably a blessing because I needed a break anyway. You only get there if you're in constant prayer, folks. Prayer does three things, and for those that wanted the bullet points today. It connects you to God, it connects God to our community, and it is a stabilizing conversation in the middle of a crisis. So if you want to know how to love unconditionally, then you got to be in constant prayer. You and God, we and God have got to talk constantly. We have got to be open to the movement of the Spirit. As Paul wrote, God wants you to experience God's presence and God's love for you, to talk with you and to share with you. God wants to channel God's relationship with you so that the world can be different. And we know that the world changes with one solitary life. One person can set off a whole chain reaction. Finally, that's why I don't play basketball. And this is probably the most difficult one for most of us. You have to be willing to let God bless you. Amen? You got to be willing to let God bless you. In a book called Letting God Bless You, John Killinger concludes with this challenge. And it is my challenge on this third Sunday in Advent to each of you. Permit God to bless you. Don't look around you and think how hard life is. Look around and see how filled with mystery and goodness it is. See how wonderful the world looks when you know God is at work redeeming it and setting up the anti-structures so that humility and purity and compassion and longing for justice and peace will in fact be fulfilled. Give thanks to God for the richness of your existence, and then look around and see who you can share that with. That will make you even richer. If you will learn to live this way every day, you will always have a song in your heart. You will always have some joy to express. Joy will spring up inside of you like a fountain. And when you lie down to sleep at night, you will have peace in your soul. And you will be able to say, blessed be the name of our God forever and ever, who calls to a new rule where righteousness will be the order of the day. My friends, in this Advent, let us make the critical choice of permitting God to bless us. Let us make the critical choice of deciding that we are going to love unconditionally. And maybe more importantly, let us make that critical choice to know that in order to do all these things, have to accept that God takes us right where we're at. God bless you.